Hi, this is Kurt Franklin, Senior Technology Editor with Network Computing. And this time, we're talking about getting more aggressive with those who try to get aggressive with our networks and our hosts. You know, this week I had an interesting conversation with Charles Buck Fleming, who is the Executive Director of a relatively new organization called CDAC. That stands for Cyber Incident Detection Data Analysis Center. This is a group that has just announced a pilot with 30 companies where they're going to be collecting information on intrusion attempts, successful intrusions, anomalies, and other sorts of nasty behaviors, with the goal of turning the material they collect over to law enforcement so that law enforcement officials can go after the people who are writing phishing programs, key capture software, and all the other bits of spyware, wormware, and malware that seem to be afflicting our networks lately. According to Buck, this is a private sector initiative, although they have gotten a grant from the Department of Homeland Security. And they're going to be busy trying to show that this can be an effective tack to take in bringing more folks to justice rather than simply allowing them to back off from our defenses and try again. Buck says that this is a growing trend in the companies that he sees, wanting to take more positive action. He also says that it's important that this be a private sector initiative rather than a purely governmental initiative, because frankly, in many cases, there are some fairly significant privacy concerns for the customers, the patients, the investors, those individuals who are most affected by data theft and system mismanagement. You know, last week I was out in Redmond, Washington, talking with the good folks at Microsoft. We spent some time talking about some interesting things like their new operating systems, but I did have a chance to spend some real time talking with their folks about security. And I want to bring you a couple of snippets from some interviews that I conducted. One was with John Howie. Now, John's a fascinating guy, a security expert who's part of the Excellence Center that Microsoft has put together on security. This is a center that grew out of their own efforts, and it now puts together intellectual property that is disseminated out into their consulting organization. John's team also consults directly with some very large enterprise customers. And when I ask him about the idea of companies wanting to become more active, well, based on his experience, he wasn't so sure that this was happening. Let me let him tell you for himself. This is John Howie of Microsoft.
Before taking an active defense posture, the decision about whether or not to actually go after an attacker must be framed within the context of legal obligations and what your rights are. I think in some jurisdictions it would certainly be illegal to go after an attacker in that fashion. I think the best approach to the problem of spammers and people who write malware is through industry alliances, and through those industry alliances working with the various judiciary bodies in each country to actually bring them to trial for their crimes. I think that's the best approach. I don't personally advocate any company taking an active defense posture.
Okay, thus far, have the companies that have made inquiries of you been primarily engaged in a defensive posture, or have you gotten any interest in the companies that have contacted you on the more active involving law enforcement or other things as part of their standard policies and procedures involving attacks?
That's a very easy question to answer. I've never had anyone approach me about taking an active defense posture.
Super. John, thank you so very much.
Thank you.
As you can hear, John wasn't terribly impressed by the ability of companies to be motivated to go after the people who are perpetrating the break-ins and the intrusions and the thefts. He sees companies as much more interested in very quietly putting an end to the ability of these folks to make a difference in the company's ways of doing business. Now, Gordon Mangione is a corporate VP in the Security Products Group at Microsoft. Gordon spends a lot more time dealing with ISPs, and he had an entirely different take on how active companies were being in going after malware perpetrators. Let's let Gordon tell you his take on this one.
Gordon, can you tell me a little bit about the rapid response that Microsoft uses to contact law enforcement and take active steps against some of the phishing and other malware providers?
Well, certainly over the last year we've seen a rise in the amount of phishing attacks and people trying to trick people into going to sites that they shouldn't go to. So as part of our emergency response procedures, we now have fairly elaborate communication mechanisms with the world's ISPs and with law enforcement to be able to notice anomalies of what's happening on networks, filter information that we're seeing through our properties like Hotmail.com or even through our own Microsoft.com to identify phishing attacks, and work very proactively with the ISPs and law enforcement to identify where the sites are located, to be able to proactively turn off IP addresses to those sites. We're working with the ISPs and to work with law enforcement to be able to hopefully be able to arrest some of the folks that are trying to steal people's money.
In an earlier conversation with someone else here, we heard that many corporations and enterprises are really reluctant to go to law enforcement when they have individual attempts against their information. Do you see this as a particular role that ISPs can play in trying to reduce the number of threats and attacks?
It's interesting. ISPs certainly want to be able to control this to protect their customers' use of bandwidth, to ensure that they have safety on their networks, but also to be able to, as opposed to going and doing forensic work, be able to shut down appropriate sites or inappropriate sites that are out there working with law enforcement. So there's not so much of a concern about privacy involved here. It's more about how do we proactively be able to turn off these bad sites so that people aren't getting fished into giving away privacy information.
Super. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. Nice band.
So there you have three different security professionals, three different takes on how active companies and organizations are being and going after the folks who are writing malware and taking advantage of vulnerabilities in systems. What does it all mean? Well, after listening to people from the public sector, the private sector, and even though some on the other side, I think what it means is that we're seeing companies becoming much less forgiving of those who would try to take over the network resources and the data. We've seen several instances lately of data thefts that have cost companies dearly in terms of prestige, which have, at the very least, inconvenienced hundreds, if not thousands, of customers, and which may yet have significant economic resources, significant economic repercussions for both the customers and the companies. I think we're entering into an era when companies are going to take their cues from military and government and go after the malware writers and the data thieves with an eye towards both stopping the people who are attempting to take over the networks and providing some negative reinforcement for those who would try. The next great question is, how well we'll succeed and how quickly. Thanks for joining us. This is the Security Channel at Network Computing. Kurt Franklin. Until next time.